Chapter 4. It made sense that headquarters should be in New York City. Cohen flew to Manhattan and ensconced himself in a brownstone apartment that Levi kept. By noon of the second day, he had 8 pages of notes scribbled. At 4 o'clock, the doorbell rang. Cohen buzzed down, and a woman climbed the 3 flights of stairs at top speed, her heels clacking on the steps. She introduced herself as Katrina Darcy. She was a tall brunette with deep brown eyes. Levi sent me. I'm his executive assistant. Until yesterday, that is. Now, I'm yours. Cohen smiled. I've never had help with anything. Darcy laughed. Now you will. By tomorrow, you won't be able to live without me. I keep track of the big things and the little things. Cohen had an early whiskey and Darcy had a lemon soda. They sat together at a round oak table by a window overlooking East 67th Street. First, this, what are we calling it? Darcy wondered. Cohen thought. New Jerusalem? No. New Israel. Darcy nodded. First off, the New Israel project needs a home. Maybe a brownstone like this one? A warmer space than in a big office building. Maybe a whole brownstone that's zoned for business and that's vacant. Something like a small consulate building. Maybe with a place for a receptionist in the lobby. Set up for cameras and security. Set up for electronics, all of that. Or do you prefer the idea of a suite of offices in a skyscraper? Brownstone. Should we buy it, do you think? Or rent it? Or lease it? Your call. Fine. Are we a corporation? A religion? An association? If we need to lobby and do political things, get some of Levi's lawyers on a conference call and decide. See? You use my help very well. A frown interrupted her smile. But decide how? What's the question? Cohen considered. Something like this. If you were starting a country from scratch, what's the best organizational setup? Darcy bit on her pen. I bet it's a church. What if they say that we should be a church? Cohen shook his head. It was one thing to...